So James, tonight was a great game. Swiss team wins 10-2 against Austria. Immediately you became like the head coach. What happened?
Well, we had an interesting play at the plate, and there was a bit of an argument, and the umpire thought that the head coach went a little overboard. So, you know, it wasn't probably the right decision, but, you know, we have to deal with it, and that's what happens.
Is that something that is planned, that you actually take over in those moments once the head coach got tossed from the game?
Yeah, we talk about it as a team and as a coaching staff. We talk about certain situations, not only with the players, but the coaching staff, if something like that does happen. So when that situation does arise, basically what happens is myself and John, as other assistant coach, we get together and we kind of work together. So it isn't necessarily me, as is both of us working on it together.
So at that point in time, you were already in front. How did you see the game from this point on? What were the biggest challenges you had to face?
Well, the good thing is, you know, when we came out today, the most important thing is that our pitchers threw strikes. They threw strikes, they got ahead, and you know what? They actually set the tempo of the game. And then our batters came in, and they actually had good at-bats, came in there and really worked the pitcher, got on base, and we had good base runners. So once we got to the later part of the game, we put ourselves in a situation where we were winning, and we basically just had to close the door, and where our bullpen came in, closed the door, and, you know, there we were, had a good first win on the tournament.
So with David, he had a great pitcher on the mound tonight, and I think he set it up for the win today. Now, next game against Venezuela, it's going to be a tough game. Who you got in your hands to bring up against Venezuela tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow Ryan will come in. Tomorrow he'll start off a tremendous left-hander who is one of the best. I mean, we don't just have one or two good pitchers. We actually have a good full staff that we can bring in any time. The matchup works well tomorrow, so he'll get the ball in the night game, and you know, hopefully the momentum can keep going and get some good innings in.
How much do you know about the batters? How much do you know about the offense from Venezuela? I mean, it's a team that is collected from all over Europe.
Yeah.
How much do you know about them and how to play them?
Yeah, it's actually a really fun team. The good thing is that they are from Europe, and you know, being in a lot of international tournaments from a club ball, international ball, you do see these certain players every now and again. So as a team, we've never seen them collectively, but we know them individually, so I think we'll have a good plan of attack tomorrow.
So let's have a quick look at the European Championship upcoming. Your team or your roster still has many pitchers in it. How hard is it to select now the pitchers that actually make it into the team? Do you still have too many on the roster and some will drop out, or is the ones we see on the roster right now already what we can expect for the European Championship?
So as a group, we've just said, you know, at the end of this tournament, we'll cut our team down from the 36 we have now to the 24. That will be the 24 that will suit up during the European tournament. And it is a very difficult decision because in years past, we had a clear 24. Over the last few years, the boys have dedicated themselves to the sport and to the team. And we have 36 people that we as a coaching staff feel confident can be in there in any close game. So for us to whittle it down, it's going to be very difficult. This weekend's going to be very important for us to make our final decisions, and by the end of the week, we will have our 24.
How many pitchers are you going to need for those 5 to 6 games within the 6 days at the European Championship?
Yeah, that's an interesting situation, just because in league, the way we play on the weekends. In the club ball level, you only need maybe 2 or 3 to 4 pitchers, but with a long tournament, we need a good 12-man staff. So we will bring 12 people that can pitch. Now, we do have some position players that can pitch as well, so that will play into the factor, but for the most part, we will have 12 pitchers on our staff that can pitch.
So many thanks, and good luck for the tournament, and of course, for the European Championship campaign.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.